Today's gospel reading comes from the 15th chapter of Luke. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This is the word of life. Let everything that has praise the Lord.
Take me home to the place where I belong. In these parables, because they're kind of, you've probably heard them before, you know. There's the theme of lostness. What do sinners mean? There could be both a shepherd and a woman as God. She is searching for us. The shepherd is putting us on his shoulders. And in the end, there's joy. That's kind of how the progression of the parables go. And I think it invokes a journey. And I found this great quote about journey, and it's from James Baldwin. And this is what he says about journeys. A journey is called that because you cannot know what you will discover on the journey. What you will do with what you find, or what you find will do to you. I'll say it again. A journey is called that because you cannot know what you will discover on the journey. And what you will find, and what you will do with what you find, and what you find will do to you. Journeys have a way of doing that. When you take the road out of here today, I mean, you may think you know what's going to happen on the way home, and I hope that's how it goes for you, but there are always surprises in our life, at least in my life. Maybe not in yours yet, but you're not as old as me, most of you. But I can tell you, the older you get, there's surprises in life. That seems to be the case. And so there's this sense in these parables about lostness. And who's lost? That's the question. In the story, Jesus is teaching, and there are some Pharisees who are grumbling, the grumblers. Have you ever met a grumbler before? Even in our blessed Church of God, there are grumblers. I've been a grumbler. I'll admit it. That's why we have the confession of faith in the beginning of the service, to help us move ourselves out of that grumbliness. So who's lost? Is it the Pharisees that are lost? Those who have a clear sense of community? Or is it that object of the coin? Or that creature, the lamb? Neither of them, they can't repent. I don't know if lambs repent. I don't think they do. And coins certainly don't. And repentance means turning. Turning towards God. So who's lost? Well, the Pharisees think it's sinners. Those undesirables. Which God, according to Jesus, desires. So within this setting, who are the sinners? Well, Jesus would say they're people who aren't here. Have we created a community here where people aren't welcome? who might not be welcome here? I don't want you to answer that, because I want you to say everyone's welcome. That's where we want to get to. But that's what this parable does. It challenges us. Who are the sinners? Who are the clean ones? If you're following Jesus, you're going to get dirty. You're not going to remain clean. That's what Jesus kept saying over and over. Follow me. Take up your cross. Deny everything. Follow me. It's time to get dirty. And then there's this sense of a seeking God. This is some of what I've come up with about that. God always moves past our past to meet us in God's future, waiting for us with open arms, ready to celebrate whatever road we have taken. God always moves past our past, because God is always future-oriented, to meet us in God's future, which becomes our future, waiting for us with open arms, ready to celebrate, like in these parables, ready to celebrate, no matter what road we've taken. This church, St. Mark, is in an interesting spot in our city. John Martin's drawn a diagram, is it back there still? It's somewhere. Yep, right. Is it back in the narthex? John, can you go grab that and bring it to me, please? Thank you. Well, this roundabout is really a crossroads. It's a crossroads. It's 22nd Street and College Street. And what is a crossroads? It's a cross. And that's where we literally sit in our city. A beacon of hope at the crossroads. All of us who journey trying to follow the Lord, or those who don't, we literally have a cross to mark the crossroads of where we are. Our beautiful white cross that's illumined every night to remind people this is a place of hope where all are welcome. Sinners, lost ones, grumblers, all are welcome here. This roundabout is a metaphor because we all take that journey, we all do different roads, and we all circle back here. And we spend 1/64th of our life, if you go to church every Sunday, here. But then there's 63 other parts of our life where we're not here. We're journeying. We're following Jesus. We're out looking for the lost. That's if you're following Jesus. And inviting them, hey, come to this place. Circle around. Turn around. There's a place at the crossroads. Stop. I invite you in to experience God's grace in our community, a beacon of hope. That made me think about this idea. In spite of our cross thoughts, you know, when someone is cross to you. But cross thoughts can also mean crucifixion. In spite of our cross thoughts, God moves past to meet us in the future. God comes to us through Jesus into the world. Who will we put on a cross? And God comes out on the other side. God is a crossed God. Or God is always at the crossroads waiting with grace and mercy and infusing us with love to show the way for others. We are in a great place, St. Mark, at the crossroads. Our journeys We return, we repent back to Jesus whenever we come here. I would say, and that's what this is a celebration point. That's what we try and do when we're here, except for maybe Lent. You know, we do have some reflective time there. But it's always Easter. It's always resurrection. It's always rejoicing. It's always the shepherd saying, I found you. Let's celebrate. And after celebration, let's go look for others. It's our searching Mother God saying, come here. I found you. I embrace you. Know that I love you. I love you. I'm so glad you're here. Take me home to the place where I belong. You who were once lost, you're found. Our God who always seeks, she has found us. Our shepherd has carried us here. Let's celebrate how amazing that is and sing. Amen.